I'm at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, and one of the first people I got to meet here is Brian Scott. And Brian, I know that you're a farmer, and tell us a little bit about your operation first.
Yeah, I'm the fourth generation row crop farm, corn, soybeans, wheat, and popcorn. Farm every day with my dad and 87-year-old grandpa, still driving a semi-truck, and got one full-time hired guy, about 2,100 acres in northwest Indiana.
So you're kind of one of those big ag, big corporate farms then, right?
Yeah, to the uninitiated, I guess. Yeah. I tell people I'm medium because I've got neighbors a lot bigger than me. And
now, you're a family farmer, which, you know, 90, what is it, over 95% are in this country, and that's just a fact, regardless of what people want to believe about that. But one of the things we want to talk about here is social media. We're going to be seeing a lot of that happening through the next couple days here at, because this precedes Commodity Classic, where we got farmers coming in from all over the country. But you're here to be on a panel to talk about how you've gotten involved in using social media yourself and what you're trying to accomplish. So let's talk about that a little. What got you started, first of all?
Yeah, I almost don't even know. I know some of the trade magazines kind of talked about, you know, people should be speaking up. So I started a little website about 3 years ago. I was the guy, my wife had a Facebook page, and I was like, I'm not going to do that. And now I have personal Facebook page for my blog, the blog, Twitter, Google+. I have too many accounts to keep track of now, so I guess I'm the social media guy now. But it's a lot of work, but I think the thing that keeps me going is now I'm getting to be invited to things like this and kind of a bigger platform, and I can't count how many people I've met that I wouldn't know if I hadn't been doing this kind of stuff.
Well, that's the social part of this. I mean, it's a way to interact, engage with people, and not necessarily farming like in your case, although I'm sure some percentage are. So when you've been doing this for a while now, what kinds of things have you had the experience with in terms of interacting or engaging? What are some examples maybe of where you feel like you've been able to help somebody better understand what you do?
Yeah, I always try to write any posts or pictures I share, anything, as I'm talking to somebody that doesn't have any idea about farming. I'm not trying to talk down to them, but I'm trying to talk in easy-to-understand terms. And I appreciate it when somebody points that out, that they notice that. And that's who I want to talk to. I tell people it's hard not to have a bunch of farmers follow you when you're putting up pictures of green tractors out in the field. But so finding that non-farm audience can be difficult, but it's rewarding when you do find somebody that's, even if they don't agree with you at the end of the day, at least they listen to you.
Yeah, I think just from my experience, there's a lot of people that disagree with me that follow me, and we sometimes just agree that we disagree. But I'd like to think that even if they're maybe not instantaneously changing their mind on something, they've now got some more information to consider their own positions on that kind of stuff. Let's see here. Looking at what this panel that you're going to be on, I think you said you've got some, we'll call it mommy bloggers, but you're a daddy blogger, right?
Yeah, I've got a four-year-old son, and he gets featured sometimes, so
that qualifies. I mean, what's your opinion on this? We do a lot of reaching out to the moms, and I think for good reason. Probably most households, that's who's making food, a lot of food decisions. But there's certainly a lot of dads today that are doing that same thing, too.
Yeah, and one thing I actually talk to a lot of people online that grew up on a farm or had family that farmed, and they kind of come to me to see my pictures of what they remember, because they don't get to do that anymore. So I meet, yeah, men and women both that way. But yeah, it's everybody seems to be, for whatever reason, suddenly interested in everything about their food. So,
and that's not a bad thing. No. Social media has allowed people who have been so disconnected to all of a sudden, like you said, maybe they have some childhood experience or connection, but have lost that connection. This is a great way to reach out to them and help them.
Yeah, and I just appreciate questions. It's interesting. I think this will come up on the panel today. I've never not been around the farm, so a lot of times my knee-jerk reaction questions I get are like, that wouldn't occur to me ever that this X would be a question. But then I kind of remember, you know, I don't do brain surgery every day, so.
Sure. Well, when you've grown up going to a grocery store and your steaks come prepackaged, just think of how many people today don't really comprehend that what it took for that to get into that little mm-hmm. container, you know. And if they've never seen that, it can be very shocking, I think, probably, for a lot of people.
Yeah, we had 2 years ago, I got contacted by a group of homeschool kids from Chicago. They wanted to come down. They were doing some project with popcorn and found me, the popcorn farmer. And so it just happened to work out when they could come down to the farm. It's about a 2 to 3 hour drive. It was popcorn harvest time. So they, and none of the parents that were with them, nobody had ever been to a farm in their life. And so they got to see popcorn on the plant, in the field, still on the ear. And then everybody got an individual combine ride. I mean, you could just, in the 10 seconds it takes to run through the machine and turn into the kernels that they're used to seeing, and you just see their little heads exploding.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I applaud you. I know we've got a tight schedule here, so I need to let you go for another interview that's waiting. But I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Brian, looking forward to your panel. I'll be here for the duration myself. And I guess, again, I'll just applaud you for making the effort. We certainly see a lot of farmers doing that now, and we can always use a few more, I think. So that's Brian Scott with Scott Farms from Illinois, and we're here at the Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.